Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We celebrate the 2018 Mercer County High School Hall of Fame class. What a season 2012 was for the Mercer County Golden Eagles. A perfect season. State champs, and we're joined by former Mercer County head coach Nat Zunkel. And when I think about that year, Coach, I know it was kind of set up in 2011 when the Golden Eagles lost that game in the playoffs 7-0 to Stark County, and that was kind of the motivation leading into 2012.
Yeah, that was a really difficult situation, I think, for all of us to be in, and especially for that team. And we had so much coming back from the 2011 team to 2012 team, but, you know, we used that as motivation, and, you know, we did some great things in other sports as well, but that was pretty sweet, go start to finish in that 2012 season and beat some really good teams, not only during the regular season, but during the playoffs, and, you know, just great memories from that era.
Well, and you know, you try to sum up that season and think about some of the memories. When people talk about the 2012 season with me, basically one of the first things I always say is Austin Ruth, when he got that pick six against Amboy, when it looked like maybe they were going to take the ball down and basically score with no time left on the clock, that's until they threw that pass out in the flat and he picked it off and clinched that victory for us.
What a terrific young man that was, and it was certainly an honor to coach him throughout his high school career, and for him to come up so big in so many games down the stretch for us. But no other play that season was singularly as big as that interception, that pick six. Now, you know, that Amboy team was tough, man. They were big and strong up front, and we had to go. Remember, that was kind of a weird day. It was like, everybody dressed for the cold, but it ended up being like 55 degrees and sunny in that weird fall day. And, you know, we went there and were able to do a lot of different things. And, you know, that, you know, I can remember, you know, Coach Dennison called that 55 wrap twice in a row on the drive previous to that, where we took the lead, and then we knew that they couldn't throw as well. And then, you know, Austin just read that flat route and picked it. Man, that was great. I took that timeout right afterwards because it was pandemonium on our sideline. And, you know, what a terrific memory that was, Jim. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, and, you know, when I too look at 2012, it's about roster, too. And there's always going to be those seasons where you have elite guys. I mean, every team has the elite guys. But you need to fill out the rest of your roster with secondary guys. And I thought the secondary guys on that roster, you know, would be primary guys on a lot of other rosters. Depth is so important in high school football, and I thought you experienced that firsthand in 2012, where a lot of different guys in a lot of different situations really stepped up. I thought that was kind of the poster for that team.
Yeah, you know, we had pretty much the same starting lineup from start to finish until that Amboy game. You know, we had that goofy Bobby Lincoln got ejected in that first quarter, and then right like five plays after that, Tim Willett, you know, he had that green stick fracture in his leg and had to go out, and then all of a sudden Brad Sable and Alex Kistner are making every play on the field. And it was just what a terrific thing for that. And, you know, everybody talks about your superstars in that group. You know, Tanner Matlick, Zach Nelson, you know, a myriad of other guys. You know, Devin Morford, excuse me, how big was he down the stretch? But, you know, the offense and defensive line in that group was solid from the start, you know, and just those guys giving us depth and letting us basically have – over 400 yards a game of offense and points upon points upon points. But, you know, the kids on that team on defense, man, we flew around. That was just a great group of linebackers. You know, we had the Snyder boys and Chris Neild and Caleb King. And, you know, Devin Morford played that Rover spot, and Zach Nelson was a three-year starter at the safety spot. So you're talking about some guys who have had a lot of reps, but, you know, I mean, how many tackles did Chris Neild have that year? You know, I mean, it's just you go back and you think about these kids, and it's just what a terrific experience that was, and just everything from top to bottom. It was really special.
Yeah, and then the other thing about that season is you look at the kind of the diversity of your postseason schedule, where you have, you know, two parochial schools in Rockford Lutheran that received a lot of attention with James Robinson, and you know we know what Clifton Central did a couple years prior to us, and then you have a school like Belleville Altoff, you know, and we see what their athletic programs are across the board and the type of athlete that they bring, and you put all that together, you know, and even Morrison, I thought, was a, you know, going into the Week 10 game against Morrison, they were no slouch. And then we know about Amboy, you know, they were a tough challenge. So that diverse playoff run really was so impressive. And to get through and finish 14-0 and beat the type of teams you had to beat to do it, that says a lot about the coaching staff and the kids, basically all, you know, as PJ Fleck says, rowing the boat in the same direction.
Yeah, that was, when you relive that, I think Morrison was just coming off a state championship the year before. Yeah, because they had beaten Stark County in the semis, and they had won there, and so they were a pretty terrific team. We just were fortunate enough to get them at home and put some points on late in that game, but Rockford Lutheran, and you know, they had just put that whooping on Rockridge, and everybody was really nervous about it, and they came and they scored right away, and then we scored right away, and then we started rolling once we Tim Willett made that sack on quarterback Tim Willett, and I think it was Chris Neal and Caleb King, and broke that kid's leg, and then we started rolling, and what a terrific, I can still hear the sounds of those fireworks going off in the back of my head. Then Amboy, I mean, we talked about that, but they were tough, man. And then at home versus Clifton Central, I still have one of those little cowbells that Uncle Terry Bewley brought me after the game that they were bringing. And they were a very, very good football team. And that big up front and just nasty on defense. And we were just able to outwit them and really out-athlete them toward the end. And, yeah, Belleville Altoff, I mean, we see what – I mean, they've been in the state championship game three times since 2012, you know, if you include 2012 and I 2 years ago, I think. And, you know, they have Division I athlete after Division I athlete. And, you know, that the special part about that 12 team is we did something that no other high school team in state history had ever had to do and hasn't done since, and that's play two parochial schools on the way to a state championship game that petitioned to play at their level, at the level of their enrollment, instead of having the multiplier. So many great memories from that.
Coach, congratulations. Quite an honor for you in that 2012 team. Again, congratulations.
Yeah, just thrilled to be a part of it. And thanks, Jim. Give you a little go Eagles out there. And thanks for all you do. And looking forward to seeing some good people on Friday night.
All right, that's a Nat's uncle. Man, that was a ride in 2012. I tell you that, what a fun year that was. It'll be great to see all those kids back in town and the coaching staff as well. We'll have more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.